A while back, my family and I spent the day in a state park doing some hiking. And while we were hiking, I saw something that I had never seen before. We saw a rock that was about the size of a basketball. And on the top of the rock, out of the middle of it, was a plant that was growing out of the rock, which looked really unusual. And the roots for the plant were underneath the rock. And I thought, boy, it must have taken a long time to get there because this plant would have grown up out of the ground. It would have, you know, hit its head on the rock in a sense, but it didn't give up. It either found its, you know, found a crack that worked all the way through the rock, or maybe amazingly, it just chipped away at the rock all the way up as it was growing, and it didn't give up. But I had the thought, I'm like, man, this must have taken a long time. In fact, I bet we were some of the first people to see this plant growing up out of the rock. If somebody would have come a week earlier or 2 weeks earlier or a month earlier or maybe many months earlier, and if you told them that there was a plant growing in that rock, they would have called you crazy. And yet it was. It was there the whole time. I think of that story and it highlights an important biblical truth, I think, that some things take time to grow. You know, like, have you ever heard the phrase, an acorn doesn't become an oak overnight. It takes time. Jesus said the same thing is true about our faith. That faith takes time to grow. Or in Mark chapter 4, he talks about a head of grain in the same way. He says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. In other words, there is progression, there is growth, and that growth doesn't happen quickly. And that's important to keep in mind in really two areas. Firstly, it's important to keep in mind when you're thinking about the faith of other Christians. You know, don't expect young kids or teenagers to act like grown adults all the time. Don't expect new Christians to always act like mature Christians. Don't expect mature Christians to always act like perfect Christians. Every Christian's faith needs to grow, and we need to be patient as it grows. Secondly, it's important to keep in mind when it comes to your faith. If you're like me, then sometimes you can get kind of frustrated with your faith. You know, instead of being strong and courageous, sometimes we get afraid. Instead of facing death with confidence, sometimes we feel really timid. And that's because our faith is never perfect either. It needs to grow. And you can be patient with yourself because Jesus is. You just think about his disciples and how far they were from being the perfect Christians during the weekend on which he died. You know, Judas betrayed him, and Peter denied him 3 times, and the other disciples all ran away, and by Sunday night, they were all locked away in a room feeling really, really afraid, and then Jesus appeared to them. And he didn't say, man, I am so done with your puny faith. The first word out of his mouth was the word, peace. And then just by being there, he was telling them, you know what, now we're going to be together forever in heaven someday. And that set the church free to grow into what it is today, a planting of God himself that includes you and me. Friends, is there someone in your life that you know needs some encouragement to be patient, either with their own faith or with someone else's faith? Feel free to tag them or to share this video with them so that you can help let Jesus set them free from whatever it is they're going through right now. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Did you know that the video you just saw and everything we do at Time of Grace is completely donor funded? Which is our way of saying we don't have a tree that grows money in the back of our office. And we don't get government funds and we're not connected to one specific church. And even though we get to do media ministry, we're not flush with cash. Instead, we rely on people just like you whose open hearts and generosity let us spread the message of Jesus to more and more people through so many platforms. So thank you so much for your support. All of you who have given and made this possible, we are grateful for you, and we really need all of you to step up, be generous, so that we can spread the message of God's grace to the ends of the earth. Thanks again, and have a great day. Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.